Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Trump says he'll formally announce his nominee to succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. He's widely expected to name federal judge Amy Coney Barrett this evening. But as NPR's Carrie Johnson reports, there's no guarantee the nominee will be confirmed before the start of the high court's new term.
The Supreme Court begins its new term October 5th, and one of the first cases the court will hear involves the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The last time the justices heard an ACA case, the court upheld the law by a vote of 5-4. Now the court will only have 8 members, at least for a while. It's possible they'll proceed with the case or that Chief Justice John Roberts might ask the court to wait and hear it once a new justice is confirmed. With 38 days until the election, Republicans will be racing to confirm President Trump's nominee. Sources close to the process say they're setting up meetings with senators next week. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Lebanon's prime minister-designate has resigned less than a month after he was appointed. As Nada Homsi reports from Beirut, he's stepping down amid a deadlock over forming a new government.
Prime minister-designate Mustafa Adib's attempts to form an independent cabinet drew the ire of political parties Ahmad and Hezbollah. They demanded the finance ministry be assigned to a Shiite candidate of their choice. Adib had been endorsed by a majority of political parties, as well as French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron has pressured Lebanon to form a government quickly in order to unlock international aid required to bail the country out of a severe economic crisis. Adib was designated in the wake of a massive explosion in Beirut's port. That explosion, caused by almost 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, caused popular anger in Lebanon after it was revealed many of Lebanon's politicians knew about the unsafely stored material for years and did nothing. For NPR News, I'm Nada Homsi in Beirut.
The World Health Organization says the number of people who've died from the coronavirus around the world is fast approaching 1 million. And as NPR's Maria Godoy reports, officials are warning a vaccine alone won't end the pandemic.
The WHO notes that even once an effective vaccine is available, it will be many months before it is widely distributed around the globe. In the meantime, the WHO is urging countries to recommit to using proven strategies to stem transmission of the virus. That includes widespread testing, contact tracing, mask wearing, and physical distancing. Dr. Michael Ryan is head of the WHO's Emergencies Program. He says unless the world continues to use these tools against the pandemic, the death toll could reach 2 million before a vaccine is readily available.
Not only imaginable, but unfortunately and sadly, very likely.
Maria Godoy, NPR News.
This is NPR. Canadian leaders are pleading for vigilance as the number of coronavirus cases in that country rises. Canada is reporting more than 150,000 infections. And Dan Karpinchuk reports some provinces are now tightening restrictions again.
Quebec is urging people to stop socializing. Bars are shutting their doors earlier and strip clubs are closing in Ontario as the two provinces hardest hit by the pandemic beef up containment measures. Across Canada, people are being asked to scale back parties and group activities and to limit contact with others. Health experts say these are major factors in the surging numbers of cases. And in a joint news conference, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the country's top doctor, Theresa Tam, pleaded for Canadians to redouble their efforts to adhere to public health guidelines. Trudeau also announced a deal with AstraZeneca to provide 20 million doses of an experimental vaccine. Of the 150,000 cases in Canada, about 80% are in Quebec and Ontario. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
In the UK, police in London are dispersing thousands of demonstrators in Trafalgar Square who are protesting coronavirus restrictions. Officials say they're not complying with social distancing rules, and few appear to be wearing face masks. In professional hockey, the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Dallas Stars last night in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup playoffs after an overtime penalty. The Stars lead the series 3-1 and could capture the title in Game 5 tonight. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.